Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 13, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid ample global supplies, despite a decline in Brazil's production outlook. Production in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, is forecast at 146.9 million metric tons, down from a previous outlook for 149.4 million, and well below last year's record 154.6 million tons, consultancy CONAB said. Still, global output in the 2023-2024 marketing year is forecast by the U.S. Department of Agriculture at 396.9 million metric tons, up from 378.1 million a year earlier. World inventories at the end of the marketing year are projected at 114.3 million tons versus 102.2 million the previous year. Corn futures were little changed even after CONAB cut its outlook for Brazilian production to 112.8 million tons from 113.7 million a month earlier. If realized, that would be down from the 131.9 million tons produced last year, the consultancy said. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 6.5 cents to 11.89.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 4.20 to 3.35 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.45 cent to 48.27 cents a pound. Corn futures were up 0.5 cent to 4.42 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 2 cents to 5.49.5 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 3 cents to 5.94 and a quarter a bushel. Chicken meat output in Brazil is expected to rise to a record in 2024 due to strong demand and improved cost of production, according to an attaché report from USDA. Production will rise to a record 15.1 million metric tons, up 1% year over year. Consumption of chicken meat in 2024 is expected to remain stable from last year at about 10.1 million tons, as Brazilians are expected to eat other proteins, the agency said. About two-thirds of the chicken meat produced in Brazil will be consumed locally. Exports, meanwhile, will rise 4% to 4.97 million tons. Government of Brazil is working to open new markets, increase product diversity in existing markets, and negotiate regionalization clauses to its current health certificates to avoid market closure should highly pathogenic avian influenza hit a commercial operation, the report said. Brazil is the world's second largest producer and largest exporter of chicken meat and remains free of HPAI, USDA said. In weather, red flag warnings have been issued for parts of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles as dry weather persists in the region, according to the National Weather Service. Winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles per hour, and gusts of up to 40 miles per hour are expected this afternoon. Relative humidity will drop to around 10%. Critical fire weather conditions for the eastern Oklahoma and Panhandle and all of the Texas Panhandle today. In particular, the southern Texas Panhandle is expected to see the highest fire weather threat. In Iowa, meanwhile, strong storms are forecast for this evening, with hail and damaging winds the main hazards. Ongoing strong to severe thunderstorms overnight will continue into Thursday morning, the NWS said. Non-severe thunderstorms and showers will then continue much of the day,